إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge of Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah, Al-Quran. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated into our religion. فإن كل محدثة بدعة. For indeed every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارٍ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. معشر المسلمين. عباد الله. From the great and amazing stories which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and narrated in His noble book, and He has repeated this story over and over again in various surah, in various chapters of the Quran. And it is a story which is appropriate for the sacred month which we are in, the month of Muharram. It is the story of Musa alayhi salam and his struggle against Fir'aun. And Musa alayhi salam, he has been termed or nicknamed Kalimullah, the one who Allah spoke to, and he spoke to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He didn't mention this story only in one place, but as I mentioned, He repeated the story in various chapters throughout the Quran. And this is in order to tell us as Muslims, those who read the Quran, that this story of Musa alayhi salam and his struggle with Pharaoh is one which contains many benefits and profound wisdom. And this story teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will honor the believers, and He aids the believers, and that He disgraces the disbelievers, and that in the end, whatever a person is going through, but in the end, the victory is for the people of At-Taqwa. And Allah said in the Quran, Tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin, that these are the ayat of the clear book. Natlu alayka min naba'i Musa. We reveal upon you, or we recite to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the story of Musa, wa Fir'aun and Pharaoh, bil haqqi liqawmi yu'minun, in truth for a people who believe. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the nature or the character of Fir'aun. He said, Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard, that Pharaoh, he became haughty and arrogant upon the earth. Wa ja'ala ahlaha shi'a, And he divided the people into small groups and parties. And Fir'aun, this tyrannical ruler who is arrogant and haughty, he drew up a plot which contained much oppression. And he did this in order to protect his authority, protect his kingdom. Allah tells us that in order to weaken the people, in order to weaken any potential threat, يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ, he sought to weaken a group from amongst the people. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, and this was by killing and slaughtering their sons. وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ, and allowing their women to live. So much so that there would be no threat left for him. That only, or the majority would be women and the elderly. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, he was a person who used to cause corruption upon the earth. However, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to protect Bani Israel, i.e. the people who were under the Pharaoh, when Allah wanted to save them from the oppression of Pharaoh, from the arrogance of Fir'aun, from the animosity of Fir'aun, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused certain events to take place. And these events were taking place with a particular wisdom at the end. However, Fir'aun and his army and his supporters, his ministers and his friends, they didn't realize what these events were leading towards. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He inspired the mother of Musa alayhi salam after she had given birth to him, that she places her young child Musa alayhi salam, who's only a baby, in a basket. And she closes this basket. And then she sets the basket in the river Nile. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised the mother of Musa alayhi salam that he would protect Musa. And he gave her the glad tidings that even though you are placing him in a basket in the river, however, he will return back to you. And that when he grows up, he will be free from the plots of Pharaoh. And as I mentioned, Pharaoh had already decreed and legislated that he would kill all of the young infants. And Allah said, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي, O mother of Musa, do not be scared and do not worry. إِنَّا رَادُوهُ إِلَيْكِ, because we will return him back to you. وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and we will make him from the messengers. So the mother of Musa alayhi salam, she did what she had been ordered to do, because she was a mu'mina and because she had a tawakkul upon her Lord. So she placed her young child, the baby Musa, in the basket and placed him in the river. And the waves of the river, or the current of the river, the flow of the river, carried Musa alayhi salam in the basket to the river banks, to the banks of the palace of Fir'aun. And of course, Fir'aun was an enemy of Allah and an enemy towards his people, and of course an enemy towards Musa alayhi salam. And Allah tells us, فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ, that the family of Fir'aun, they took this basket. لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًّا وَحَزَنًا, and although they took this basket, they didn't realize that this baby who is in this basket, he would be an enemy to them. He would be an opposition to them. And he would be a cause and an avenue of worry and sadness for them in the future. And this teaches us that the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't always understood very easily. Perhaps you see something and you don't understand what this is. But with iman and tawakkul upon Allah, the results or the conclusions will be very different. Perhaps you go through something which is hatred to you and yet it is good for you. And perhaps you want something, it is beloved to you. However, in the end, it will cause you harm. So that which Fir'aun was scared of, that the young men, the young boys, they will grow up and be an opposition to him. This is what would take place in his own house, under his own eyes. And it would be the family of Pharaoh who would bring up this child. And this child would bring about justice and save the people from the injustice of Fir'aun. And from the kindness of Allah to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, in fulfilling his promise that he would be returned back to his mother. That when Musa was a baby and the family of the Pharaoh wanted to breastfeed the baby, he would not accept milk from anybody. And therefore, they took him to the marketplace to see if there would be an appropriate mother, a suckling mother, who would breastfeed this child. And this baby, Musa alayhi salam, he would accept the milk from this woman. And when they were in the marketplaces, finding a suckling mother, the sister of Musa alayhi salam, she saw them. And she told them of a woman that she knows who would breastfeed the child. فَقَالَتْ So she said, the sister of Musa, she said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ Shall I show you of a particular family? يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ And this woman, she will look after him. She will cultivate him. وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ And at the same time, this family, they are sincere advisors or they want goodness for this baby. And this statement of the sister of Musa alayhi salam, it teaches us and it highlights to us the role that the parents should play towards their children. She mentioned two things. She said, يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ That they will cultivate him. They will feed him. وَلَهُمْ نَاصِحُونَ وَلَهُ نَاصِحُونَ And also, they will advise him sincerely, educate him properly. So these are the two main objectives of the parents towards their children. That you don't merely feed your children and clothe your children and just cultivate them materialistically, but also an-nasiha, that you have to advise your children, advise them to the benefit of this dunya and the benefit of the hereafter. Advise them especially regarding that which relates to a shirk and the dangers of disobedience to Allah and the dangers of innovations. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ So we caused this baby Musa alayhi salam to go back to his mother. كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا So that her eye may feel comfort. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ And that she may not worry. وَلِتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ And that she should know that the promise of Allah is the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But most of them, they do not know. So the promise of Allah, it is the truth. And it will occur. But what is the problem? وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ The problem is ignorance and a lack of knowledge. And then after this, as Musa alayhi salam, as he grew up, certain events occurred. From the events which occurred in the life of Musa alayhi salam, is that he saw two men fighting each other. And one man was Israeli, i.e. from Bani Israel, from the tribe of Musa alayhi salam. And the other person was Qubati, he was from the Coptics. And these two men, they were fighting each other. And the Coptic, the Qubati, he was transgressing and oppressing the Israeli. So this man, the Israeli, he sought help from Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam, he hit the Coptic, the Qubti. And he only wanted to prevent the harm and the transgression. However, the Coptic, he died because of the strength of Musa alayhi salam. And therefore, it was a killing, but he didn't mean to kill him. And it is said that this was before prophethood. And that Musa alayhi salam, he was apologetic over this. And he used to realize the mistake he had made. And he used to seek forgiveness from his Lord. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. He would say, "Oh my Lord, I have oppressed myself. فَغْفِرْ لِي. So forgive me. فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. So Allah forgave him. And when Musa alayhi salam, when he grew up and he became stronger and he began to realize the oppression of Fir'aun towards his people, he began to oppose Fir'aun openly. He would oppose Fir'aun. So the people of Fir'aun, they came together. And they said, they thought that this young man Musa is going to be a problem for us. So all of them agreed upon the murder of Musa alayhi salam. And when Musa alayhi salam, when he knew of this plot, he left Misr, he left Egypt. خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. And when he was leaving Egypt, when he was leaving the city, he was scared. And he called to Allah. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. He would say, "Oh my Lord, save me from a people who are oppressing." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He honored him. And He blessed him with the greatest of blessings. He made him a Rasul. He made him a messenger. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى. Allah said, "O Musa, إِنِّ اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. I have chosen you above the people. بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي. With my message, with my divine message and with my speech. فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. So take that which I have given you and be grateful for that. And Musa alayhi salam, he realized the responsibility which is upon him. I.e. calling the people to the truth, calling the people to justice, calling the people to at-tawheed. So he asked Allah to help him by sending the brother of Musa alayhi salam along with him. He said, "Wa akhi," and my brother, Harun, huwa afsahu minni, he is more eloquent than me. He speaks better than me, lisanan, فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِي. So send him along with me. And then the command of Allah came to Musa and his brother Harun alayhi salam that they should go to Pharaoh and they should call him to Allah and try to stop his dhulm. Allah said, "Idhhab anta wa akhuk." You, O Musa, along with your brother Harun, both of you go. "Bi ayati," and go with my ayat. "Wala taniya fi dhikri," and do not become slack or lazy with my remembrance. "Idhhaba ila fir'auna innahu tagha." Both of you, go to the Pharaoh because he's being arrogant. He's being tyrannical. He's showing oppression. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. And say to him a kind, soft word. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Perhaps he will remember. Perhaps he will fear Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered Musa and his brother Harun to go to this arrogant person, Fir'aun. And when they call him, they should say to him, قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, a soft, kind, gentle word. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Perhaps he will remember. Perhaps he will fear. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, in this ayah, when he did the tafsir of this ayah, he said, هَذِهِ الْآيَةُ فِيهَا عِبْرَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ. That this ayah, it contains a great benefit. وَهُوَ أَنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ فِي غَايَةُ الْعُتُوِّ وَالْإِسْتِكْبَارِ. And that is, that consider Fir'aun, that Pharaoh, he has reached the highest level of arrogance, pride, haughtiness, and oppression. وَمُوسَى صَفْوَةَ اللَّهِ. And as for Musa, then he's the chosen one of Allah. مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. From amongst all of the creation, Musa alayhi salam is the preferred one. وَمَعَ هَذَا. And yet, along with this, أَمَرَ أَلَّا يُخَاطِبَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Allah ordered him that he should not speak to Fir'aun إِلَّا بِالْمُلَاطَفَ وَالْلِينَ, except with gentleness, leniency, and soft words. وَقَالَ وَهْبِ ibn Munabbih. And Wahb ibn Munabbih said, فَقُولَ لَهُ. And say to him, when Allah said to Musa and Harun, قُولَ لَهُ, say to him, it's as if Musa is going to say to him, إِنِّي إِلَى الْعَفْوِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ أَقْرَبُ مِنِّي إِلَى الْغَضَبِ وَالْعُقُوبَةِ. That when I come and when I speak to you, O Fir'aun, then my approach is one in which I am closer to gentleness, forgiving, being pardoning, over seeking revenge over you, and wanting punishment upon you. So this is the approach that a da'i, that a person who is calling to Allah should have. That even if there exists a person like Fir'aun, consider now upon this earth, there is nobody as bad as Fir'aun, and there is nobody as great as Musa and his brother Harun alayhi salam. And yet Musa was ordered to speak to Fir'aun in this manner, قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, a soft, gentle word. And this shows us that da'wah is not boycotting, and da'wah is not harshness, and da'wah is not merely wanting to establish the evidence upon the people and just warning, 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 and that you make your da'wah boycotting and backbiting. Rather, da'wah is qawlan layyina. That even in front of a taghi, a zalim, like Fir'aun, that you say a good, gentle word with the intention of la'allahu yatadhakkar. Maybe he will remember, and maybe he will fear Allah. So Musa and his brother Harun alayhim as-salam, both of them, they went to Fir'aun. And they went to Fir'aun with their courage of the message of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent along with Fir'aun many ayat, many signs and many miracles. And yet despite this, Pharaoh, he was arrogant. He said, Ana rabbukumul a'la. He said to Musa and Harun and the rest of the people, I am your Lord, the Most High. And when Musa alayhi salam would tell him about At-Tawheed, he would say, Wama Rabbul Alameen. And who is this Lord of the creation? So he would deny the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Musa alayhi salam would remind him that Rabbul Alameen, he is Rabbul Samawati wal Ard. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Wama Bainahuma, and everything which is between them. In kuntum muqineen, if you are a people of certainty. This shows us that around us, when we look at the earth, when we look at the land, when we look at the skies, all of this is a sign for Allah. And that a believer, when he looks at these things, it should increase him in his yaqeen. It should increase him in his certainty. And the Pharaoh would mock Musa alayhi salam. He would say, Ala tastami'un? Listen to what this man is saying. Listen to what Musa is saying. And Musa would reply to him, reminding him that you have come from Allah. Allah created you. And your forefathers, Allah created them. And to him you will return. Qala rabbukum wa rabbu aba'ikum al-awwalin. Musa said to Fir'aun that he is your Lord. And he is the Lord of your forefathers. And Pharaoh, he would mock him. He said, Inna rasulakum, O people, this messenger of yours, Alladhi ursila ilaykum, the one who has been sent to you, la majnoon. He's insane. He's mad. So he would insult the messenger, and he would insult the one who has sent the messenger. Musa alayhi salam replied to him that the one who is majnoon, the one who doesn't think, the one who is foolish, is the one who denies the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. He said, He, Allah, is the Lord of the East and the West. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. and everything between them, in kuntum ta'qilun, if you think. You are calling me a madman, but if in kuntum ta'qilun, if you were to think, then at-tawheed is for the Lord of the East and the West. And then after this, the story occurred between Musa alayhi salam and between the magicians. وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا فِرْعَوْنَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And Musa said, O Fir'aun, I'm a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. حَقِيقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا أَقُولَ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. It is only correct that I speak about Allah with truth. قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِبَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. I have come to you with a clear sign from your Lord. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعِي بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. So send along with me the rest of the people of Israel. قال, Fir'aun said, إِن كُنْتَ جِئْتَ بِآيَةٍ. If you have come with a sign, فَأْتِ بِهَا. Then show it to us. Show this sign to me. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you are truthful. So Musa alayhi salam, he wanted to show the sign. فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ. So he threw down his stick. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. And this stick, it started moving like a great snake. وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ. And he took out his hand. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. And it was clear white for everybody to see. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ. Then the people from the tribe of Fir'aun, they said, إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. That this person, Musa, he isn't a messenger. These aren't signs from Allah, but he is a well-versed magician. يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِكُمْ. He only intends to exile you from your lands. فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. So, O Pharaoh, what do you order us today to do? قَالُوا, the people said, أَرْجِهْ وَأَخَاهُ. Leave him and his brother for a short while. وَأَرْسِلْ فِي الْمَدَائِنْ حَاشِرِينَ. And send messengers to all of the cities. يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. And all of these cities, they should bring the greatest magicians that they know in order to fight against Musa. وَجَاءَ سَحَرَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ. So then, the magicians of Fir'aun, they came. قَالُوا, they said to Fir'aun, إِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. Will there be a reward for us, O Pharaoh? If we defeat this man Musa with our magic, will there be a reward for us? قَالَ نَعَمْ. Pharaoh said, yes. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. And you will also be those who are favored and brought close to me. قَالُوا, the magician said, يَا مُوسَى, O Musa, إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ نَحْنُ مُلْقِينَ. Either you throw first, or we are the ones who will throw first. قَالْ أَلْقُوا. Musa said to them, you throw. Throw what you have. فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْ سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ. So when they threw their sticks down, they deceived the eyes of the people. وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. And they caused them to be scared. وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. And they came with this level of magic. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى. And then Allah says, and then we revealed to Musa, أَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ. That throw down your stick. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. And then the stick of Musa, which became the snake, it ate up everything which they had thrown down. فَوَقَعَ الْحَقِّ. And here, the truth, it occurred. وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And everything which they used to do, it was all falsehood. فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ. So they, the magicians, they were overcome. وَانْقَلَبُوا صَاغِرِينَ. And they became belittled. وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. Then all of those magicians, they fell down into sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا, and they said, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They said, we have believed in the Lord of the worlds. رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. The Lord of Musa and Harun. And in reality, this story, and we don't have time to tell all of the story, after it, of course, was the story in which Musa alayhi salam at night, he then took the people away from Fir'aun and started leaving Egypt, and that Fir'aun, he gathered his army, and that they would chase Musa alayhi salam and his people until they came to the river banks. And then here, the people who were with Musa alayhi salam, they became scared and they became fearful. قال أصحاب موسى, the people of Musa, they said, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ, that now we are going to be overcome. Why? In front of us is a river. We can't enter into it. Behind us is the army of Fir'aun, and they are going to reach us. And Musa said, كَلَّا, never. إِنَّا مَعِي رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ, that I have with me my Lord who will guide me. So then, as you know, the rivers, it split open into 12 different paths. And as Musa and his people were leaving the river, and Fir'aun and his army were entering the river, then the river closed on itself, and Fir'aun and his group and his party, they were drowned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made this as an example and a lesson for all of us. He said, فَلَمَّا أَسَفُونَا, that those people, Pharaoh and his army, فَلَمَّا أَسَفُونَا, when they angered us, i.e. by not accepting التوحيد, انتقمنا منهم, then we punished them. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, and we drowned them all together. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا وَمَثَنًا لِلْآخَرِينَ, and we made them an example, and we made them a lesson for all of those who would come afterwards. So this story contains many lessons for those who have come after Musa alayhi salam, i.e. us. Firstly, the great wisdom and the decree of Allah. And that in reality, nobody understands the decree of Allah. That Fir'aun had decided to kill all of the young boys who could be a threat to him. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this threat to his own household, who would be cultivated with his own hands, and he is the one who would save the people. Also, the great power and ability of Allah, that he caused the river to open to 12 different paths. And also, how Musa alayhi salam spoke to and gave da'wah to this tyrannical ruler. And also, how the mother of Musa, and Musa and his brother, they iman in Allah, and they reliance upon Allah, and they trust upon Allah. Starting from when the mother of Musa, she placed the cradle in the river, and how Musa alayhi salam, he had trust and dependency upon Allah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم واستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, no doubt that the ni'm or the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are deserving, and it is worthy that we always show shukr, we always show gratitude to Allah. Whatever blessings Allah has given us, we show gratitude to Allah for these blessings. And especially if this blessing is when Allah helps the people of At-Tawheed, when Allah gives victory to His believers. And for this reason, in this month, the month of Muharram, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered into Medina, on the 10th of Muharram, he would see the Jews, they would fast on this day, the 10th of Muharram, and it is called Ashura. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them, that why are you fasting on this day? Why are you fasting on the 10th of Muharram? They said, إِنَّهُ يَوْمٌ, that this is the day, نَجَّ اللَّهُ فِيهِ مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ, that Allah on this day, He saved Musa and his people from Fir'aun. فَصَامَهُ مُوسَى شُكْرًا لِلَّهِ. So Musa alayhi salam, he used to fast on this day to show thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he replied to the Jews, he said, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ, that we are more worthy of Musa alayhi salam than you. We are more worthy of following the sunnah of Musa alayhi salam than you, O Jews. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast this day, the 10th of Muharram, and he would order the believers to fast on this day. Order is something which is highly recommended, not something which is a wajib. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he recommended for the people to fast on the 10th of Muharram, and then either a day before it and also a day after it. And so the person who fasts on the day of Muharram along with a day before or a day after, then he has two benefits. Firstly, he has followed the sunnah of Musa alayhi salam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And secondly, he has opposed the Jews, because the Jews used to only fast on the 10th. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the reward. He said, "Ahtasibu ala Allah an yukaffira sanata allati qabla." That when a person fasts the 10th of Muharram, then it is hoped that the sins of the previous year will be forgiven. And therefore it's upon every Muslim to fast on the 10th of Muharram.